welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned in again this time and to our broadcast. We're studying here in Luke chapter 6. We left off here with the Lord having chosen from his disciples that follow with him 12 to be apostles, to be the leadership in the church after his ascension, to be the leaders in that transition team, a select group, a group that would only be for that time. Once these apostles died, there have been no more apostles. Amongst them is a traitor. He'll witness all the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, but he's a false professor. The Lord Jesus Christ has never meant a thing to him. It's a great time of blessing, and many are healed, and the power of the Lord is manifested greatly in this time. There's great rejoicing on the part of the Lord and the working of his continuing to build his church and putting things in place for he leaving his church on this earth to do the things that he commissions her to do. He tells about these blessings, and they're related to physical things that we lack and also the spiritual, speaking about both, I believe. And then three woes unto the rich, to the full, and to those to whom men speak well of. A woe. Woes unto them. And we asked last time, where do you fall in these? Are you amongst the blessed of the Lord, the children of God that have been saved by repentance and faith in him? Or are you of those that walk after this world, the course of this world, after the desire of what you believe is right? You have a blessing? Or do you have a woe from the Lord? Not your own estimation, but from the Lord. What does the Lord say about your state? He continues on in this message in Luke 6, verse number 27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. And that's counter to the flesh and what we want to do in this old man. We want to be mean and aggressive towards our enemies and those that hate us. But the Lord says, love them. And indeed, that's what the Lord has done. He has loved his enemies. We all are his enemies. And indeed, he has loved us. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. He says, put a blessing upon those that curse. And pray unto the Father for them which use us. That's what he says to do. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. So somebody would hit you, give them the other one to hit. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. If he takes your overcoat, so to speak, in our day, don't stop him from taking your coat too. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. He says if people ask, we're to give. And that's something indeed that is not a natural thing to do. He says if they take them away, don't ask for them back. It's really a tall order, isn't it? But that's what the Lord says to his children, the way his children behave. You know what? That's what the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what God Almighty has done. He's loved his enemies, done good to those that hate him. He's blessed those that curse him, and he indeed is interested in has worked on the behalf of those that have despitefully used him. Man has shook his fist in the face of God, and God continues to give rain, doesn't he? No man can take God's coat away But we presumptuously, naturally just use what he's given us in his creation without any idea of thanks towards him. And indeed, all we do is want, want, want. And he gives. He says in verse number 31, "And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise." The golden rule. However you want to be treated, you treat folks that same way. "For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them." He said that's just the way that it works. He said it's natural to be good to those that are good to you. A tit for tat kind of operation amongst men. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. But our Lord Jesus Christ says, if you do good, verse number 33, to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. That's not the way that God has operated, because it's been quite the contrary in regards to the way the Lord's operated. You want to identify with the Lord, you've got to go farther than that. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners and receive as much again. And so he says that's just the way it is amongst men. But love ye your enemies, verse 35, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. Capital H on that name, highest. He says, if we love our enemies and do good, we lend, hoping not to receive it back again, we'll have a great reward with our Lord, and we'll be known as his children. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. And indeed he is. He's given life, and he continues to give life. And he is very, very kind unto us. Be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. And he is merciful. We deserve as mankind just to be obliterated because of sin. We have undertaken to live this life to glorify ourselves, do what we want to do, use up the world and the blessings of it for our own selves. You know what? He's merciful. He doesn't give us what we deserve. That's the description, the definition of mercy. He doesn't give us what we deserve. But rather, he gives us this blessing. He says here in verse 37, "Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." And there's a great misunderstanding in what this meaning, the meaning of judging is. If we take the Ten Commandments and we go down those first four, they tell about a relationship between mankind and the Lord. The last six tell about our relationship between one another, mankind to mankind. The Lord has established that we are to do those things. Let's take the first. "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." When the Lord says, "Judge not," he's not saying that we can't take what he says and understand or know if it's true for someone else. If someone takes and worships Buddha, we can fairly state that and make the judgment according to what God has judged and what God has given, that they are not worshiping God Almighty. They have another God before him. There's two aspects of judgment that we must realize. There's that determination of whether the law of God has been broken or not. And that's how we judge. We don't judge by our own opinion, but by what God has said, that we can make judgments regarding such. So there's the determination of whether the law has been broken or not, and we can observe that and know if that's so or not in many cases. But the other aspect of judgment is punishment. And if we take, for example, the Buddhist, and we malign them, and we are mean to them, and we separate ourselves in being a witness from them, then what we've undertaken is to execute a punishment upon them and have judged them in that way. And that's not right. We are to be a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ to all men. He says, judge not and you shall not be judged. The thing is what was happening in this day and what happens amongst mankind is that we are found often in the midst of hypocrisy. We want to hold someone to a standard that we don't hold ourselves to. And what the Lord says, it goes for me first, because here I am on the inside of me, and it goes for you too. It goes for us all, because God is the King, He is the Judge. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. We're not punishment administers. That's what that condemning is talking about. Oh, if someone is taking the Lord's name in vain, and they would say, oh, don't judge me. Oh, yeah, we can make a determination indeed that they are taking God's name in vain, but by no means should we look to punish them. Pull ourselves away from them. We may not want to hear them taking our Lord's name in vain, and I understand that, but we should yet be the same witness to them of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what this is talking about, judging and condemning and forgiveness. Our Lord is a forgiving God, and He's forgiven sinners a great number of sins. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together. Running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Cast your bet on the waters, the Proverbs say, and it'll return unto you in many days. That's what the Lord says. Be generous like He's been generous. It's very much related to hospitality. Our Lord is a hospitable God, and we praise His name for it. He's going to pick up here in verse number 39 with a parable, and so we'll look at that next time. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.